Okay, so today we're going to talk about a huge variety of prospecting sources. And I guarantee you, every single person on this call is going to have some aha moments. You're going to say, aha, I hadn't thought about that. Okay? And the point of going over all of these, and there are a ton of potential, as we like to say, spokes in the wheel or pipelines or prospecting sources for you to be concentrating on. Now, remember the spoke in the wheel. I want you to take notes here for a second, and we're going to jump into the topic of the call, which is having multiple spokes in your prospecting wheel, which for those of you who are new, and I do want to send a special welcome to Jose in Santa Fe, Robert in San Francisco, Christine in Halifax, and Jennifer in Atlanta. So a special welcome to our new students. I'm going to quickly review what I mean by spokes in the wheel, and then we're going to jump into a very extensive list. Now, let's do spokes in the wheel first, and then I'm going to give you some homework to be thinking of as we go through the list. Okay, so new sheet of paper, excuse me, and what I want you to do, on that sheet of paper, you're going to draw a large circle, take up the entire page. And in the middle of the circle, I want you to just put a dollar sign. This is your income, okay? It's kind of the hub of the wheel. Now, I want you to think of this as a bicycle wheel. So far you have a big circle taking up the whole page, and you have a dollar sign, which is your income, in the middle of the circle. That's the hub of the wheel. Now, I want you to just draw one spoke diagonally out from the dollar sign to the edge of the wheel, and we're going to call this spoke number one. This is the primary source that you're getting your business from today. I want you to all write down what that is. You might not know exactly, so it's okay to guess. You're going to think about this more later after we hang up from this call, or if you eventually listen to this as a replay, you know, think about it after you've listened to the replay. Okay, so that one spoke, for some of you, that's expired listing. For some of you, that is for sale by owners. For many of you, it's short sales right now. Okay, and I think a fair amount of you, maybe up to probably 30 or 40% of you on this call, it's your past clients or centers of influence, referrals in other words, okay? Now, that is the primary source of your business. So let's stop there for a second. Most agents only have 0 to 1 strong spoke in their wheel. So remember when I asked you to think about this as a bicycle wheel, excuse me, let's imagine you are dependent on that wheel moving forward to move yourself, your family, your personal and your business life forward. In other words, to make you money, right? Because everything you want to do in life, with a few exceptions, does require income, okay? So let's just pretend that we were on that bicycle and we were using this wheel with one strong spoke. We would do okay, especially when times were good and we were going across flat land and, you know, we're cruising along all right. But what happens when there's a big speed bump in the road? For some of you, that signifies a change in the market. That speed bump could also be, heaven forbid, one of you falls ill. And it's all up to you to get that one spoke moving. That's the speed bump. Something happens, but we only have one spoke in our wheel. Of course, the integrity of that wheel is not going to be great. The spoke will probably break, and unfortunately, that causes you to wipe out on your bicycle. Wiping out in real estate means living check to check. It means running out of cash. Or, for some of my top producers on this call, it means unpredictable income. It could mean expenses outpacing the income. Okay, so for all of you, it might mean something different. Okay, so let's draw a couple more spokes. And on those other spokes, it may be, you know, for some of you, you guys have already got multiple spokes that are paying off well for you. So label what those are. Maybe you're great at, foreclosures or pre-foreclosures, and you also have a nice little BPO or broker price opinion business going. And maybe you also happen to be very good at expireds, and those are your three very strong spokes. Obviously, if that's what your wheel looks like, and you hit a speed bump in your market, well, you're going to go further faster and have more consistent income because those spokes are allowing that income wheel to turn faster. Okay, hopefully you guys are all with me. If not, send me a question over the webinar. Okay, so you now have your wheel, you have some spokes, and what I want you to do is just go ahead and draw in all of your own personal spokes. Where is your business coming from? If you're stuck on this, go look at some of you are keeping files, some of you have spreadsheets, and the ones that have been with us for a long time, you can just look at your wall with your wipe-off boards that we've taught you to do, and you can look at those sources, okay? Where is your business coming from? And again, you can work more on this after the call. But eventually I want you to know exactly what your existing spokes are. What are the sources that are creating income in your business? Even if they're not super strong spokes, maybe you only did two transactions from farming this year or two transactions from door knocking. That's okay. That's a mini spoke, so I want you to write it down. Okay, so hopefully you guys all understand spokes in the wheel. Again, if you don't, please send me a message through the webinar. Or if you're listening to this later, obviously I'm doing this live, but this will become a replay. For replay listeners, just send me an email, coachjulieharris@gmail.com, and I'll help you out with this. Okay, so hopefully all of you guys are on the same page regarding the wheel. And this is something you should have posted in your office, staring you in the face all the time. These are the spokes of my income. Mortgage people call this their pipeline or multiple pipelines, okay? Where does the business come from? Now, you guys may have noticed in real estate, and I notice all the time with coaching, that really the buck stops with lead generation or prospecting, okay? Let's call it what it is. Lead generation and prospecting is the same thing. So I have a really good coaching friend. He's been a coach for, 20 years or so. And he and I often talk about the fact that, you know, if you just show agents how to lead generate, everything else falls into place. If they get really good at lead generation and they have an abundance of leads, everything else falls into place because you'll then be forced to pre-qualify. You'll be forced to have great presentations because if you don't, you're going to get frustrated generating all those leads and not having anything come from it. Okay, so all good things come from lead generation. Tim and I joke about, you know, as long as you're alive in real estate, if you have any financial issues at all, anything from not knowing where you're going to pay, you know, next month's bills from to if you're a top producer, well, you know what, I want to add this much to my income so I can have a, yet another vacation, a really fantastic vacation I've always wanted to do next year, okay? So whatever your question is in terms of finances and real estate, the answer, and again, Tim and I have been talking about this for years, the answer is always going to be more listings. So I can simplify this all for you guys really quick. If you ever have financial stress in real estate, the answer is more listings, okay? And some of you are going, well, you're crazy, nothing's selling. And if that's you, then we need to have a free coaching call so that I can show you the error of your ways, okay? So because, of course, things are selling everywhere. You just have to be the one that's selling them, okay? Okay, so as we move forward here, I want you to turn the page. I want you to write down the homework. We're going to do homework first before I get to this extensive list, and the list may take us a couple of calls to get through. Okay, so homework, as we go through this, the homework is to choose 5 or 6 spokes, okay? And you may already have them written down. Some of you, these might be brand new spokes. But you're going to choose only, I'm going to give you, there are 50? There's 58 sources of business you can choose from, okay? Your job is to choose 5 or 6 that we're going to make super strong for you next year in 2009, okay? So that's job number one. Choose 5 to 6 books. Don't go choosing 20 things to do because you won't have control of it, okay? That's too many. Just 5 or 6. If you already have 5 or 6 strong spokes, choose 3 or 4 more. Now, rules for choosing spokes. Number one rule, not all of your spokes can be mailings. Not all of them can be email. You can't have 5 spokes all is sending stuff out in the mail. That's the cop-out. That's the easy way that many agents who are passive take to sort of get out of making calls. So you're not allowed to do that. Number two, at least one of your spokes that we're choosing for next year for 2009, so you can call the chart that we just made, the wheel we just drew, you can say, you know, you're going to draw a new one called your 2009 spokes in your wheel, okay? So you're going to choose at least one of them that is already strong. What I mean by that is as you're planning where your business will come from next year, And again, of course, this is prospecting for your success. So yes, that means you have to create the business. But one of those spokes has to already be strong. And again, what I mean by that is that I don't want you to drop something that's already working for you. A lot of times people say, well, it is going to be the year that I get tons of business from door knocking, okay? Especially those of you who live in warm climates, you have no excuse but to at least take a shot at it and try and get better at it, sign up for a free coaching call with me so we can create a door knocking plan for you. But a lot of people will say, well, that's my new thing. It doesn't have to be door knocking, whatever you choose. And so that's where all my business is going to come from, and then they stop doing what was working, for example, talking to their past clients all the time, okay? So realize that a lot of this takes some development, some time, and some practice on your part, and many times you're not going to get your first deal out of a new spoke for at least 30 days, sometimes 90 days. So don't drop what's already working for you. In fact, that should always be your first spoke, and for some of you, that's spoke 1, 2, and 3, which is great, okay? So again, homework, you're going to choose 5 to 6 spokes. They're not allowed to all be mailing or emailing, and at least one of them has to already be a strong spoke. Okay, so I'm going to go through this list real quickly. I want you guys to take some notes, okay? And I want you to be thinking along the way. You're going to have 2, maybe 3 thoughts as we go through this extensive list. And again, I will probably run a little bit over time so that we can get through this. 2 or 3 thoughts will be happening. First thought, and hopefully this happens a lot for you guys, is yes, that's where most of my business comes from, okay? Or that's the second best lead source for me. You're going to totally identify with it. You're going to say, I work that all the time. That's my thing, okay? Number 2, you may have the thought, I have no idea what she's talking about, okay? And international students are a little bit exempt from this because we have different names for things and a little bit different systems. But if you are an international student, don't just discount it. We may use different terminology, so send me an email, and maybe we're talking about the same thing, and we need to work on that. So, but U.S. clients, even for you guys, sometimes I'm going to say something, you're going to go, I never heard of that. How do people get business that way? Send me an email so we can talk about it. Sign up for a free coaching call so we can talk about it. Okay, so don't discount something that you don't understand. And 3, a light bulb will go off in your head, and you'll go, you know what? That has been sitting on my desk for the past 16 months. I've been meaning to launch that project. I've been meaning to learn that script. I don't know what's wrong with me. I need a kick in the pants, okay? That's okay, too. So as we go through this list, I want you to put a star next to anything that will become a strong spoke for you in 2009. Even if you've never done any business that way before, that's something you want to work on. We need to identify those 5 to 6 spokes. So without any further ado, here is our list, and we're going to name this Residential Real Estate Spokes, and you can say slash Pipelines of Income, okay? 1, past clients. I'm going to do 10 at a time, guys, and then I'll repeat them, okay? 1 is past clients. 2 is business networking groups. For example, BNI, Business Network International. Some of my Canadian clients are involved in LETIP, L-E-T-I-P, so business networking groups like BNI or LETIP, and there are more of them out there than just those two companies, but those are the best examples. 3 is calling for sale by owners. 4 is mailing for sale by owners. 5 is working with relocation companies. 6, first-time buyer seminars. Again, these are sources of business for you. 6 is first-time buyer seminars. 7 is calling for rent by owners. Some people call those FRBOs, okay? Instead of FSBOs, they're FRBOs for rent by owners. 8 is direct response classified ads. 9 is investor seminars. And 10 is calling expireds. Okay, now none of those are particularly exotic. Most of you guys should know exactly what I'm talking about. So again, quickly, past clients, business networking groups, calling FSBOs, mailing FSBOs, otherwise known as unrepresented sellers. 5 was relocation companies. 6 is first-time buyer seminars. And now you guys can do those either over the web, like I'm doing now. You can do them in person. You know, there's lots of different ways you can do this stuff. Number 7, calling for rent by owners. 8 is direct response classified ads. 9 is investor seminars. And 10 is calling expireds. So some of you have stars next to certain items there that you either already get tons of business from and you just want to make it a stronger spoke, or you've decided, you know, you've been meaning to call those expireds. Every time I bug you guys about, you know, expired palooza, you keep saying, I'll do it. But for whatever reason, you haven't actually done it. Okay, so put a star next to what will become a strong spoke or what already is a strong spoke for you. Okay, so number 11 is community networking. This can mean anything from assisting people with garage sales to going to where I used to live. There was something called New Albany Women's Network, and it was very active. We did all kinds of stuff, okay? Got some transactions that way. Community networking. Number 12, stealth websites, okay? Something we talked about in the tech class. 13, investor teleconference calls. With prices coming down, you guys should all have at least a few investors you're working with, and some of you have tons of them. So investor teleconference calls. 14 is voice broadcast. 15 is mailing expireds. 16 is calling your centers of influence. What's a center of influence or a sphere of influence? Someone who knows you or someone who you know. We talk about that in scripts class a lot. Number 17 is door knocking. 18 is mailing centers of influence. 19 is being a niche expert. In other words, working specifically on luxury homes or in vacation markets. That one for most U.S. clients I am not recommending right now because, you know, we're in this recession and those markets are being hit pretty hard. So unless you already live in a luxury home market, I would not put a star next to that, guys. Okay? Number 20. First-time buyer conference calls, okay? So, again, that's your next list. We're going through these fairly quickly. Again, your job is to put a star next to the ones that will be a strong spoke or already are. Again, quickly, 11, community networking, 12, stealth websites, 13, investor teleconference calls, 14, voice broadcast, 15, mailing expired, 16, calling centers of influence, 17 is door knocking, 18, mailing centers of influence, 19 is working luxury homes or vacation markets, and 20 is first-time buyer conference calls. And I would put / live events. You guys can do that, too. I can help you do a lot of free coaching calls about how to do buyer seminars. Okay, so, and I'm going to stop there just for a second. If you guys have questions, send it over the webinar. If you're being quiet, it's because you're totally with me, okay? Now, I'm going to stop for a second to say a lot of times I mention these free coaching calls that Tim and I do and that John does. The way to sign up for that is to go to the blog, timandjulieharris.com. There's a button called Sign Me Up for a Free Coaching Call, okay? Or you can simply send what I call an SOS email, please help me, in the subject line, okay? And again, that's to coachjulieharris@gmail.com. Number 21, join clubs that interest you and network with similar interest people, okay? So that can mean anything. In my notes, I shouldn't have done it that way. Just write 22, for example, gardening clubs. Tim and I are involved in the French Bulldog Club, okay? Some of my students are involved. We have a lot of dog people, and one of them does the German Shepherd Rescue Club, where they take in, you know, wayward German Shepherds and they find them new homes. Okay, so number 21 and 22, I've numbered kind of the same. Join clubs that interest you and work with similar interested people. Again, examples, gardening, French Bulldog Club, photography club. One of my students has a ton of business from her book club. There's only 9 people that go to her book club, but they refer her business all the time. 23 is absentee owners, in other words, people who own property in luxury markets. Many of them are selling those homes right now or want to sell them. Also, a lot of the absentee owners are the owners of expired listings right now. Number 24, use of the 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com system. Number 25, just listed and just sold, postcards and calls. Number 26 is farming. 27 is pre-foreclosures. Again, I'll go over these in a second again. 28 is converting renters into owners Usually you door knock or do that with mailings, and you can, in some cases, call into high-end rental buildings where people are paying the equivalent, especially with what's inevitably going to be lower interest rates for a little while here, who are paying the equivalent of a mortgage payment. So converting renters into owners at 29, specializing 1031 exchanges, and number 30, past client appreciation parties. Okay? Now, I got to tell you guys, this past client appreciation party thing, if I was to be selling homes full-time, especially at the volume that Tim and I used to do it, I would have done that more often. One of our competitors used to do this all the time, and I know that that was a great spoke for her. It is one of the things, even though that's not something I naturally would be all that excited about, causes a lot of organization to have to happen and some financial expenditure, I know that that was a very strong spoke for her, and I would have done it at least three or four times, you know, maybe every other year, or if it's a really strong spoke, every 6 months. And I'll give you an example of that, of a past client appreciation party. One of my graduate students does do this, and what she does is she organizes the whole thing. Of course, you have to plan for it. She sends out invitations, and what it is they all meet at a restaurant. That way she doesn't have to do the cooking, okay? They meet at a restaurant. She's called the restaurant ahead of time, sets aside a special room for her past clients, keeping in mind that probably only half of who you invite will show up, and that's okay. Has a nice little dinner with them, networks, talks to them all the time, introduces them to each other, followed by a private movie, okay? And what she does is she goes to the local, the smaller theater, not the gigantic theaters, and she sets aside a special viewing just for her past clients of a newly released movie. Say the new Bond movie, for example, just came out. The day it comes out, she sets aside special time for her people, and they have a private viewing. That's her thank you to them, okay? She gets tons of thank you cards as a result, tons of referrals, and really works it. So for those of you who are drivers saying, God, I'd never do that, guess what? Your more amiable competitors do it and get lots of business from it. So that was just a note about past client appreciation parties. We've got a few minutes left, so I'm going to review this quickly, and then we're going to go on to our next part of the list. 21 and 22, join clubs that interest you, such as, and then you fill in the blanks. I said gardening club, French bulldog club. You fill in what interests you. 23 is absentee owners. 24 is using the 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. 25, just listed and just sold postcards. 26 is farming. 27, pre-foreclosures. 28, converting renters into owners. 29 was specializing in 1031 exchanges. And 30 is past client appreciation parties. Okay, so I'm going to pause just a second there. The reason I'm doing this for you guys today is because one of the most common things that I hear on free coaching calls, on my SOS emails, is I wish I had more leads, okay? I wish I had more business. Help me make the phone ring. Most common thing going on. Now, the fact that you guys are all in prospecting class says that you are making an effort to do something about it, which I appreciate, and you guys should as well. Okay, so here's the thing. Whenever you get that feeling, why don't I have more business? Go to this list. There's a gazillion ways that you can create more business. Look at your chart of your spokes on the wheel on the wall and say, what am I working today? What am I prospecting today? What can I do to help my own situation today? Okay? So quickly, number 31, joining or starting your own property investor clubs. 32, so you just write down, and I'm going to post this so you guys can have some shorthand notes. Don't worry if you're misspelling things or whatever. So 31, joining or starting your own property investor clubs. 32, giving talks to local churches and community organizations, educating them on the local real estate market. Okay? So giving talks, being the expert at your local church or community organization. 33, specializing in a particular type of condos. Could be mid-rise condos, condo conversions. Some of you guys don't live in condo markets, so that might not be your spoke. Others of you, if you live in Miami right now and you're not working condos, then we need to talk. Okay? Number 34, hosting community charity events, or at least participating in them on the organizational level so that you can be networking with people who do this type of thing. Charity event stuff tends to attract higher-end more expensive sellers. Okay, so if you always say, gosh, it would be nice to raise my average sale price, guess what? This is a way to do it. So hosting or participating in community charity events. 35, open houses, the good old-fashioned open house. And yes, that is a legitimate spoke, guys, only if you do it right. So if that's going to be one of your spokes, then you need to go to one of the calls where I'm talking specifically about how to work open houses. 36, development of your own subdivision. Okay, that only applies to a very few of you, but that is a legitimate source of business. 37, pay-per-click advertising. 38 is working with investors. 39, specializing in land sales. 40 is home brochure boxes. Yes, that can be a mini spoke, only if you work it right, okay? I'm going to go through the rest of the list quickly without repeating them because I'm going to post this on the site, guys, and because we're running out of time, okay? So let's see, home brochure boxes. 41, directional signs. 42, podcasting. That's something that's new. 43, specializing in REOs or real estate-owned properties. In other words, bank-owned, foreclosed-on properties. 44, listing builder spec homes. That's a huge spoke for people. Tim and I used to have a very strong spoke with builder spec homes. Loved those. They never had inspection problems. Okay. 45, affiliate referrals from loan officers, insurance agents, attorneys, people who you send business to, they better be sending business to you or you need to change your relationships, okay? All right, number 46, adopting the client from the opposite side of the transaction, okay? That's a great thing for you guys to be doing this time of year. Make sure that you have adopted. When I say that, I mean put them on your mailing list and prospect them regularly as if they were your normal past client. 47, specializing in short sales, okay? And for my U.S. clients, if you guys don't have this figured out yet and aren't in our short sale class, that's something you need to put on your list for 2009. If you have any confusion about that at all, I want you to watch the video that's on our blog right now, not right this second, but as soon as you hang up the phone, go to timandjulieharris.com and watch the video that Tim posted yesterday. If you have any question in your mind that you should be learning short sales, that will resolve a lot of questions for you. It's not a video we did. It's a video that will show you some of the stats, which will encourage you to definitely make that a spoke. 48, getting exclusive relationships to list the buyers for, who's buying the new construction homes. So you would go to the model representatives on new construction homes and find out what happens. Remember, they're not licensed, so they can't list the buying party's home. So when you buy new construction, you got to sell your old house. Where do all of those leads go? Okay, they should go to you. 49, hosting builders model homes. A lot of the builders right now are firing their model hosts, their representatives, because that's a salaried position if you work for a builder. Okay, could you hold those for them? They're not paying you to hold it open, but you do get to sell the houses. Okay, 50, using press releases. 51, wanted ads. That's something that you guys are probably going to have questions about. We'll talk about that on a future call. 52, newsletters to past clients and centers of influence. 53, your own homes magazine. That's more of something you would do in a booming economy, but for a few of you that might make sense. We'd have to talk about that. If you're thinking about doing your own homes magazine, you need to talk to me first because it is expensive. 54, your own exclusive newspaper. Same thing, slightly less expensive. 55, housevalues.com leads. 56 is blogging. 57 is homegain.com. And 58 is building a BPO or broker price opinion business. Okay? So, again, three things would have happened there. You said, aha, that works for me, or that will work for me. You said, I've been meaning to do that for years. Or you said, I have no clue what you're talking about. Okay? On the third part, the no clue what you're talking about, send me an email, say, tell me more about blank. Okay? Totally fine. I handle a lot of email all the time. Okay, so again, just to review your homework. Your homework was to choose five or six spokes for your wheel In other words, your pipeline, what's going to create income for you in 2009? What are you going to concentrate on prospecting for your success in 2009? Remembering that not all of your spokes are allowed to be passive, or mailing or emailing, okay? Number two, on our rules, at least one spoke has to already be strong. So here's the thing, guys. Now that we've done this call, none of you have an excuse ever to not have enough leads. That's impossible. I just gave you 58 sources of leads. Can you believe it? There's probably still, I would guess, at least 10 or 20 things that I didn't think of that are on here. Okay? There are tons of things. If you're an international student, send me some of the ideas that you guys do that we might not do here. Maybe it would work for us, okay? So I want you guys to take this seriously. This spokes in the wheel analogy is the difference between superstar, top-producing, high-income earning agents versus agents that just go deal to deal, month to month, wondering where their next check's going to come from. Agents who understand spokes in the wheel are the most profitable agents that we're coaching right now, okay? So, again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to email me, CoachJulieHarris@gmail.com. Go have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you soon.